This is the SML Podcast.
This is the SML Washcast. Beep, beep, beep. And it doesn't help that we have like a little like... Wait, hold on. What was it for? Ready, Joe?
I guess so. I'm not hearing from Christy. So...
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Oh my God, what's wrong with us? what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is episode 61 of the SML Podcast.
Damn. I didn't even realize what number it was.
Yeah.
That's a lot of numbers.
Last week was 60 on the dot for our WrestleMania special, which some breaking news. Oh, holy shit, WrestleMania.
We can briefly touch upon that since it'll be our follow-up for last episode.
Yeah, let's start with the big thing right off the bat is you are the only one who called that The Undertaker would lose
at
WrestleMania.
Thank you.
Which I still, my brain can't process that happened.
Yep. All because of Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
Yep, that guy.
EC Dub. EC.
No.
So, Undertaker lost. Quite possibly, he's retiring. Everyone was so focused on him fighting Sting next year, which we still haven't seen Sting. So, who knows if that's actually ever going to happen? Or it might have just been a distraction to make people think, oh, yeah, Undertaker has to win this year because he'll be fighting Sting next year.
Yeah, but why does it have to be The Undertaker? You ever think of that?
What, Sting and Undertaker?
Yeah.
Because they, I don't know, they seem to be a perfect match.
Yeah, but you don't think there's anyone else on that roster that it would be interesting to see fight Sting?
Bray Wyatt. Oh.
There's plenty of people on that roster that I think would be able to do a good match. Honestly, I'm not even just saying that. So it all depends on, you know, if he were to actually come in and if they use him properly. You know, there's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, a bunch of big
doesn't hits. doesn't have to be The Undertaker.
I want to say that I correctly predicted.
Yeah.
I correctly predicted the fact that Daniel Bryan and Triple H would start WrestleMania, and everyone else laughed at me, and I was right. It was the opening match, which Daniel Bryan won, and then, spoiler alert, went on to win the World Championship, and then celebrated with confetti and 75,000 people screaming yes, once again, like I predicted, just like that guy from WrestleMania 20, whatever his name was.
Uh-huh.
Crispin, I think.
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Wah.
Wah. Yeah, I mean, after the Taker thing, like, I'm pretty sure if they would have done the double thing, like, people would have just been like, all right, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, but, honestly, I could have seen it happen. I really could have.
I think after the Undertaker thing, they needed to do something to send the crowd home happy.
No, they didn't.
they lost a lot of people at the end of the Undertaker match.
Oh, I would
like,
assume
I know people who were there, and they said, yeah, when the Undertaker got pinned, there was like a mass exodus. Hundreds, if not thousands of people just left WrestleMania. Like that. There's so many people that's like their entire life is seeing the Undertaker undefeated at WrestleMania, and now he's not. He lost.
He lost
to Brock Lesnar,
the 1 in 21 and 1, which is the dumbest saying I've ever heard. Because there's another 1 in 21 and 1. Well, which one are you?
No, because that first one is part of 21.
Yeah, but it's still like you're still saying one. It's the cable hitting the mic stand.
Proud of you. See, if the mic stand was on the other side.
I couldn't get the pop screen to... ooh, that was not good at the end.
Then Daniel Bryan winning, but for all the good, there has to be some bad. And the shocking news...
as of today.
Today is Wednesday, and the news pretty much broke at like 11 last night that after being inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday, appearing at WrestleMania on Sunday, and then giving a speech at Raw on Monday, on Tuesday, the Ultimate Warrior passed away.
That's so messed up.
It's
really messed up.
Like, my post on Facebook is, what the hell happened? Like, we just saw him, and he looked... I don't know.
I mean, he
looked fine, but
yeah,
going...
Yeah, he didn't really look that bad.
Going back and watching it, I don't know. He looked winded. He looked really out of it.
You know, he was also yelling like he always did, which I'm pretty sure after a while would probably take a toll on you. Like, just to be honest...
Just that speech he gave on Monday is so freaky to listen to now.
I can only imagine. I only watched the first little bit of it, and then I was just like, man.
Yeah, he pretty much goes on talking about how all legacies die, or like all heroes die, but the legacies last forever. Like when you take your last breath, it's up to the fans to keep your memory alive. And like, it's some freaky shit to listen to now. It sounded like he might have known that something was wrong and he didn't have much time.
That's really ridiculous. But yeah, I wouldn't want to go back and watch it just because of how creepy it would probably be.
No.
But
if anything, it was good to see him get back to WWE, you know, mend those bridges and have a proper farewell. And he pretty much said goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was messed up. But yeah, wrestling.
Wrestles.
It's a thing. I'm sure. I mean, it's so interesting. Like the year that he really even had, because even, you know, tying it into video games, because we are a video game podcast. The WWE 14 thing. He was a special character,
like the pre-order character.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't, like, it's just like little shit like that it all came within a year. Like, that's just, oh, dude, that's so fucked up.
His promo video for that game was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kat gave her Skype name.
I have to reconnect. I'm not connected properly yet. So, I didn't hook the cable up because I didn't think we were using it. So, fine. Give me a second. Doubt.
Music.
I'm just hoping my internet is not going to cut out and drop the call a bazillion times.
That would be nothing new to our show.
Nope. Happens all the time.
Okay.
It happened last week multiple times.
Lots of times, actually.
But anyway, we're back after our impromptu intermission that happened 3 minutes into the show.
Hey, you know what? These things happen sometime.
Because we have a friend calling in.
Yay, friends.
Hi, friend. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Can I just use my Twitter handle? I'm going to do that. I'm Kat on the Boards from Sad Excuse New York. Calling in today because they have nothing better to do in the cookie related universe.
I like cookies.
She makes awesome cookies too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's true facts.
Do you play Cooking Mama?
I do play Cooking Mama because I love that Cooking Mama's accent makes it sound like she's gonna give you herpes. Mama, what hurt you? Oh, please, Mama, herp me.
I'll never play Cooking Mama the same way ever again.
This is going to be a good episode. No, you won't.
Congratulations.
It makes me want to play Cooking Mama more.
Are you going
to
play Herpy Mama?
Herpy Mama?
Yeah.
Herpy Mama World Kitchen?
Yep.
Well, you have it on your hard drive, don't you?
I do.
There you go.
And I did play Cold Stone Creamery for the first time, like, a couple weeks ago. Because I'm searching through them. I'm like, why is this here?
Cold Stone had game.
It's fantastic, actually.
That was on there because it was a really small file.
It's hilarious.
It's the only thing that was in the last remnants of space, huh?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to start off this portion of the show by getting a review of Cold Stone Creamery for the Wii by Chris.
No, we are not. No.
Tell us about Cold Stone Creamery.
God damn it. Cold Stone Creamery for the Wii is really bad. It's kind of like one of those Diner Dash-esque type of games where you have a person that's walking by your window and says, I want an ice cream cone that has this kind of ice cream and this kind of toppings. And you have to make it and then hand it off to them within a certain amount of time, or else they get pissed. Yeah, that's about it.
Did they offer soy ice cream?
No. They had waffle cones.
I feel it would be better punishment if the ice cream melted.
You can give them candy to try and influence them to not get pissed if your order is taking longer than expected.
Oh, my God.
So you could be like, I know you're waiting for that ice cream that you ordered, but fuck you, here's some candy. Wait.
You just stand there and wait till it's done.
You're on my time now.
I think we found our new subject for Bogue's next dummy run.
There's no run to dummy. Like, there's just, like, it's not...
We'll just do an entire episode, like, when he did the Man vs. Wild, and just have him play it during the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
You'd be like, what the fuck is this game?
See, the thing is that's the kind of game that I could see Bogue being like, oh, really? Wasn't that bad. Like, you know, it's fun.
You made me hungry for ice cream. Do you have any ice
cream? Let's go to Cold Stone now, you guys.
Yep.
Well, if we record it up here, we could go to Cold Stone afterwards.
There is one that's not far from my house.
You can't really get anything.
Cold Stone, no, it's still open. Cold Stone has like a...
You could get a water.
No, they have some. What was it? They had like a sorbet or something like that. That was vegan or something. I don't remember. I know that we went there and she was able to get something before. I think. No, it was up at Montage. Didn't we go once?
It's gotta be a Montage. Mountain.
I don't know. I don't know. No. Maybe I'm just hallucinating. I don't know.
You might be. Are you high right now?
Could be.
Sweet.
No, I'm not.
Aww.
Could be, but I'm not. No, I'm not. I had to do
it. Wait for it.
I had to do a check. That's all.
Just sitting there. Did you just do a blood check right then and there?
Yeah, mentally. I took my own blood sample mentally, and then tested it mentally.
You took your own urine sample.
Mentally, yeah.
Orally.
Anally. And I meant to say annually.
Sure. So, Christy, how are you?
I am well. I'm getting ready for Taste of Syracuse.
What is that?
That lovely time of year. It is a 3-day food fest in the middle of downtown Syracuse, where the gimmick with it is you can get a sample from any restaurant for $1.
Road trip.
So yeah, you can come and eat, and they had a lot of weird stuff last year. Like, they had maple bacon donuts.
That doesn't sound weird at all. It's America.
Well, yeah, America. It doesn't sound weird anymore.
Yeah, maple bacon donut just sounds normal now. Like, there's no syrup on it, too?
No, there was syrup on it. And then there was a glaze, and then there was not enough bacon.
Okay,
frankly,
well then let me know when they turn that into a burger, and then I'll still not be surprised at all.
No, that will be the buns for the burger.
Yeah. I know other places make donut burgers.
Yep. That is a thing. It happens. Yep.
Just throw that beef patty in between them. Call it a day.
Throw that hot beef between those buns.
Oh, they hit. Tzatziki fries, those were amazing as well.
What are they?
Tzatziki.
What the fuck is tzatziki?
It's a Greek yogurt sauce with like dill and cucumber and garlic. And they smothered it over french fries.
Similar to what you would have on a gyro.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like
it's pretty much the same.
A hero?
No, a gyro. A hero is a hoagie. And a sub. Man. Food cast.
And then they had possibly the most disgusting thing. The booth that was next to us last year was doing deep fried Oreos.
Greatest thing in the fucking universe.
Yeah, I've had them. They're good. Because we have
not
the Bloomberg
when you have
Fair.
To watch the following. What happened was two girls grabbed one and then were eating it in front of our booth. And she took a bite in it, and it literally jizzed the Oreo filling out the other end of it, like, all over the pavement. And it was the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Sounds so hot right now.
It sounds amazing.
Two girls, Oreo jizz all over.
Welcome to the Sports Podcast. Yeah, two girls eating a deep-fried Oreo, and it
jizzed. Confused looks from
everywhere.
Jordan make it worth it.
Hey, depending on the batter, Oreos are vegan.
True.
Just saying. No, we're not volunteering you for anything.
And then they also had next to us, they had risotto bombs where they took risotto with an ice cream scoop and deep fried it.
What the fuck?
Road
trip. I'm like, wow, New York, keep it classy. You'll just deep fry anything, really.
When they deep fry a pastrami sandwich, then I'll know.
They had deep fried meat pies there too, which I never found out what was in the meat pie because I was so turned off by it. I was just like, no.
It was meat and pie. Oh, thank you. Meat pie.
How much more sexual can this food talk get? A meat pie. Hey, boy, you want some of my meat pie?
No. No. I believe you're looking for the Cold Stone Creamery.
But don't let it drip on the floor.
You know what I wouldn't be surprised to see exist? Just a deep fried ball of ranch dressing.
If they could figure out a way to coagulate it into a solid form, they would do it.
It'd be like funnel cake. They just drizzle it and then let it deep fry and then put it on a plate.
Oh, God.
And then top it off with ranch dressing. America.
It just makes my insides hurt.
America.
No. So, how about we actually talk about some video games? Instead of fried
food. I play those sometimes.
There is stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there is. There has been a decent amount of gaming news just in like the last 24 hours,
yeah.
Let's see. A lot of Smash Brothers news came out. Bunch of new characters.
Give me the rundown.
Let me pull up the website.
It's a lot of Pokemon, isn't it?
Charizard is now a character on his own,
which that's awesome.
And then one of the Froakie's ultimate evolved form. I don't remember the name.
I forget.
Come on, save, continue, open up.
You have to say the secret word.
Open?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. let's see.
That's That's how you get onto the website.
See, I was so prepared for this about like 3 weeks ago when I had actually caught up on like relevant new games and DLC that came out. And now I'm back in like the ether of, oh, some things happened. Cool.
Yeah, things happen from week to week, actually.
Green
if it's
Ninja?
Not Game of Thrones related this past week, I can't help anybody.
Yeah, Green Ninja.
Or yeah, Green Ninja, whatever it is. The final evolution of Froakie. He's a new fighter. Yoshi has been announced, which...
Yeah, duh.
I'm not surprised at all. Wow. He now stands upright to more accurately represent his design in more recent games.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like Yoshi always looked.
Does Omar... he still sound like he's taking a poop when he jumps? Because
oh,
that's
I
really
hope so.
The only important thing.
That and he has to go. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. They made two different characters out of...
Yeah, Zelda and Sheik are now separate, and then Samus and Zero Suit Samus are separate.
That's kind of cool.
There's going to be two different online modes. There's a for fun mode, which is pretty much playing with friends. The stages are random. The items are all there. And then there's also for glory, which is the hardcore crowd of like Final Destination, no items.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Final Destination is going to have different backgrounds so that people can actually experience all the different locales
like,
in the game.
Like the themes.
Yeah. 3DS version is coming out in the summer.
Which, hells yeah.
And then the Wii U version is going to hit this
fall,
winter.
Right? Winter? Yes. Something like that. Sweet.
So, staggered releases.
That gives me enough time to try and save up and get a Wii U. I need one.
Let me get Chris to let you fix one.
Because there's no broken ones, because they're built like
oh, plants. Yeah, because it's Nintendo.
That's why.
Which, speaking of broken systems...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing,
I didn't
too.
Get to talk about this yet, but nope. Yesterday, I mailed in my PS4 again.
Yep.
So, if you've been keeping track since launch, this is the second time that my PS4 has crapped out on me.
And, oddly enough, I could probably tell that it's not on too often.
No, not really.
Because there's not really too much to use it for.
No, the way I noticed it was because Infamous came out, and I started playing it, and the fan was stupid loud.
Hmm.
Like, louder than a 360.
Ooh, like the first-gen 360?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's rough.
It wasn't the disk drive making noise, it was the fans. And the system was very hot. So I think I have an overheating system, but I sent it in yesterday. I'm sure it's not going to be back by Monday so I could play Final Fantasy 14.
Probably not, no.
But yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that.
Thanks, PlayStation.
So
thanks,
let's
Obama.
See, after what, 6 months, we are now going on my third PS4 and my Xbox One, which is on nearly constantly, is still running like a champ.
Yeah, I want one of those, too.
Nice and cool, too.
I want one of those. I kind of want a 360, and I want an Xbox One, and I want to link the 360 into the Xbox One. Just because I can.
I don't know if it'd be a great idea. Apparently, people have tried it, and there is input lag.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah. But well, you could still try it.
Or
you could just get an HDMI splitter and run the, you know, split the output of the Xbox One and put one cord back into the Xbox One and the other to your TV. So you could just see an infinite screen on your TV.
That would be humorous. That sounds like something I would do. No, even for how old and shitty this TV is, I have four HDMI inputs.
It doesn't look that old.
It is. It's very old. It was like when I first started working at Best Buy old.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a while ago. That's like when I first got back from the military old. Almost. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No. Yeah. So, there's systems I want. But yeah, dude, like Smash Brothers, I'm really excited for. There are a lot of games that I want to pick up for the 3DS. Like, I still haven't played Link Between Worlds. I still haven't played. I want to get the Yoshi.
Yoshi's New Island.
Yeah, I want that. I want to pick up. I really want to pick up Dream Team. I'm really curious on that one.
That looks pretty good.
That, and I still want. There was something else that I wanted.
Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party. I want that
because that was fun when we played.
That was a lot of fun. That was a blast. But yeah, there's a ton of stuff that's like on the 3DS that's just like it's absolutely necessary to have a 3DS. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. What about you, Kat? Anything on the 3DS?
No, I don't have a 3DS. I'm lame. I have a 360 and a PC.
PC.
That's my life.
Tim's don't start, Chris.
Tim's taking over my body. PC, 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 PC.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, I'm playing a lot of Octodad on PC.
I want to try that so bad.
I know it's eventually coming to the PS4.
I thought it was already on the PS4.
No, not yet.
PlayStation 3?
No.
So it's not on... Oh, I thought it was on something else.
Nope, not yet.
Huh.
It was supposed to come out for the PS4 already, but it got pushed back.
Mm. Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
Hopefully by the time it comes out, I'll have a working system.
Maybe. Don't get your hopes up, Joe.
Maybe.
Just tell Punk to stop violating your PS4.
Potato's taking naps on it.
No, she's been sleeping on the cable box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Close enough. Close enough.
Yeah, like we've come downstairs and she's just sleeping on the cable box. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
it's probably warm.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. So I'll pick her up and toss her on the couch and she's already just hopped right back on top of the cable box in front of me. I'm like, are you serious, Kat? Are you this?
Potato. Yeah.
I was going to say, are you that fucking stupid? Yeah, it's potato.
Potato.
Potato. Goober cat.
Yeah. Yeah. So other bit of news, new release that got announced that's going to be coming out pretty soon. Actually, like, didn't they say that it's going to be fall? It's actually going to be the prequel to the sequel, which is
new Borderlands. I saw bits of it, but I didn't see much info. So how about you tell us about that?
Well, essentially where it is on the timeline is it's between Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2, hence prequel to the sequel. I know that's not like what they call it, but I just keep calling it that because...
Well, they're calling it the pre-sequel.
The pre-sequel, that's okay. I say prequel to the sequel because of the Between the Buried and Me song. But anyway, so yeah, timeline-wise, it's between Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2. Essentially, from what I understand, is it is... you get to see how Handsome Jack becomes Handsome Jack, essentially.
Hmm.
And it's set in space. Space.
Well, it's set on the moon.
It is on the moon.
Yeah, it's on the Hyperion moon base.
Yeah, which that, I'm like...
This is actually something I know about. Yeah.
This I'm actually really excited for. There's going to be, like, 0G, essentially. So jumps are going to be, like, huge. But, like, gravity, like, pretty much extremely low gravity. You have oxygen tanks that essentially you can manipulate to essentially use them like jetpacks. So you could just, like, expel oxygen so that you're, like, rocketing through the air.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's going to be pretty interesting. They already showed, like, another mechanic that they're using with it, like, by having this kind of gravity setup. Is if you jump up into the air and you're like floating up in the air and then you crouch, then you'll dive down like real fast and like do like a ground pound essentially kind of thing.
Yeah. Joystick is calling it a butt stomp.
Yeah. Essentially. That's the,
so he's ripping off Mario.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, you could do that. And the playable characters, what was it? There were, one of them is
Claptrap.
Yeah, one of them is Claptrap.
Like the Claptrap.
And then you have Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, who was...
one of the bosses in Borderlands, too.
Yeah, it was like really, really early into the game.
Yeah, and then says here...
And then the one I'm really excited about is Athena, the captain of the Crimson Lance.
Yes, like that's going to be really, really cool. I like what they're doing with the whole like shield thing. Like, I think it's going to be pretty neat. And then the other one is the other chick. Like, she's like a Wild Western kind of shooter person.
Oh, the Nisha, the Sheriff of Lynchwood.
Yes.
Borderlands 2.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all like references that people that have played the games will like understand. But I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a really, really cool. I've been dying to see like another standalone Borderlands game.
Yeah.
I still have a ton of DLC to get through with Borderlands 2.
Yeah, me too.
But,
Kat, you want to play Borderlands later?
I am up to, what is it, Bunkers and Badasses or whatever?
I think that's the one that I started, too. But, yeah.
Because I have all the other ones done. So, I'm like more caught up on Borderlands than I usually am.
I haven't finished Hammerlock. I haven't even started Tiny Tina.
I started Tiny Tina,
yeah,
but
Tiny
I didn't finish
Tina
it.
Tiny Tina is the one with bunkers and badasses.
Well, there you go. We could do that.
There we go.
Because I need friends to play games with. Because I'm so lonely.
I've been playing so much single player stuff because when I have hours to play, like... it's usually like 3 o'clock in the morning and nobody's online.
Well, when it's 3 o'clock in the morning, that's when I'm like essentially like logging off of Diablo.
De Burbler.
I blame Chris and Gabe and everyone else.
They made it pretty easy to be a single player gamer the last couple of months because the new Walking Dead came out.
Yeah.
There's a lot
and
of
I'm
games.
I'm caught like, up on that for a change.
Well, even Infamous and all that. There is a lot of very story-driven, you know, single-player experiences that have been coming out.
Yeah. As Putty Squad.
God damn it, Joe.
Well, and I did, what was it? Both of the BioShock Burial at Sea DLCs. That was fun.
Yeah, nice. That's another reason why I need a 360 so I could pick up Infinite so that she could play it.
Chop, chop, fucker.
I know. I'm probably just going to fix one.
You've been saying that for weeks. Chop, chop, fucker.
As soon as Chris gets back from PAX, that's probably, you know,
yeah,
when the basement's going to get, you know, cleaned. For lack of a better way of putting it.
I'll clean your basement.
Giggity.
All right. Keep
I played
rolling.
The first because they split the Burial at Sea expansion or DLC into two parts, and I played the first part, and I had so much fun playing it that I went back and made time to play both BioShock and BioShock 2 because I was just like, I want more right now.
I still haven't even played those games yet. I've watched her play. One? I think? Yeah, I think it was one. It seems pretty interesting. I don't know. I normally don't do like a... I know it's like not particularly too much of a survival horror-esque kind of thing, but there's some creepy elements into some stuff. I'm normally not drawn into that stuff, although even though I play Diablo all the time, it's just not creepy. You would think
BioShock
a game named Diablo would be creepy.
Moments. But if you're playing it for story, like I'm not the elitist gamer. I will say right now, I play stuff on easy if I'm playing for story because that's what I'm there for.
Yep.
So you kick BioShock down into easy and you realize really quickly, it's like, why am I hiding from people when I could just go punch them in the face because I have unlimited med kits?
Well, there you go.
And once you get past that hurdle, like, yeah, it takes a lot of the creepy edge off of it.
Or you can just run up and just be Mr. Badass all the time.
Or like, fucking BioShock 2 when you have the Big Daddy drill and you just fucking drill someone's face off.
Yeah, it's like, why am I hiding? I'm a big daddy. I'm just going to go beat people up because I spent so much of the first game hiding from big daddies. Like,
and now I am big daddy.
Now I am one. What am I hiding from? Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I love telling characters in the game, who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy and what does he do? We're going to play a little game.
So, since we mentioned Borderlands, there's actually a little bit more Borderlands news that came out.
Oh?
Borderlands 2 for the Vita has a release date.
I know, and there's a bundle, and I want it.
The game itself is launching May 13th, but there's also a Borderlands 2 Vita bundle launching a week earlier on May 6th, which is the Slim Vita that's coming out, the new remodel, which...
With, like, the... poopier screen, but yeah, it's really not that bad.
The dookie screen. Someone said loading times are actually worse on the new model, too.
Eh.
Which doesn't make sense. But I'm happy with my OLED screen, and I will keep that. But the bundle is the new Slim system, a digital copy of Borderlands 2, and an 8-gig memory stick for $199.
Oh, it's so good. I want it. Wah.
Wah.
Wah. I want a Wii U more than that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I do. I want a Wii U more than that.
Good.
Because I have a 3DS. I think my list of priorities and systems are actually like Wii U, 360, and then Xbox One.
The bone.
The bone. Although I don't know how much use I'm actually going to get out of like more of the in-depth features of it, considering we don't even have cable.
Yeah.
Like... It's not true. Like we're going to use it to watch TV. So, I mean, we'll use it for, like, Netflix and stuff like that, but, you know.
Yeah, you could still use the voice commands to jump to Netflix and Hulu and Vudu and YouTube and other things that have ooze in it.
Xbox,
play Killer Instinct.
That alone is going to be like...
Now with full gore.
Yeah, I know.
Because apparently that news just hit that Killer Instinct got a title update. I think today it's getting it. I just saw that news hit.
I want it. Did they release like the other characters that they're gonna do for the other season yet?
No, they haven't said anything about season 2 yet.
I want to know.
Well, that don't forget the Fulgore was still like the last thing from
season 1. Yeah.
Yeah, Double Helix.
So they are still in season 1.
Yes. So today, holy shit! Microsoft has deployed a 6.8 gig title update for Killer Instinct.
Oh my god!
Adding a number of significant features and a new character. Fulgore has joined, and it also adds a single-player arcade mode, online lobbies that with up to 8 players, and spectating.
What? Dude, that's awesome. That makes the game like so much more interesting to me.
Yep, and as of now, Iron Galaxy Games, the Divekick dudes, are taking over.
That's cool.
And Divekick actually has some news itself.
Really?
With the Divekick Edition.
Oh.
Like ADD.
Yes.
Edition.
Edition.
It's coming out for the PS4 and Xbone, and then shortly after for PS3, Vita, and Steam. Johnny Gat is going to be in.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
Johnny Gat.
Let me see this.
Give me that. Give me that right now. I don't believe
Give
you.
Give me a fucking phone.
What the fuck?
So yeah, Johnny Gat's joining Divekick.
Oh, he's playable at PAX East. I'm supposed to... I should be there. God damn it. Infinite whans.
Yeah, and then
speaking of PAX, that's this weekend.
Yep. Speaking of PAX, Tim was supposed to be here to talk about Sword Tech's Kickstarter.
Which it's funny, like I went on Kotaku, or was it Kotaku or somewhere else? I forget. It might have been Kotaku, but they had like a huge list of like all the vendors and stuff that were going to be at PAX, and they had Sword Tech there, and I'm like, hey, I know those guys. But yeah, also, I think they're doing something. I think the Pixel Noir, I think the the soundtrack might be up on Bandcamp now. I think they made a Bandcamp for it, for a digital version of it.
That'd
I think,
be cool.
I think it's up right now.
Nice.
I don't know. Well, I'd have to try and find the link of it or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that they actually have the Bandcamp set up for the soundtrack right now. So
nice.
Pretty neat stuff on there. And also, speaking of the Sword Tech guys,
Tim isn't here.
Yes, Tim isn't here. speaking of the Sword Tech guys, though, a rival did another independent browser-based game. Let me see if I can find it quick, and I'll just have you play it because I was playing it on my phone.
Were you?
But it's browser-based, so give me a second. I'm going to. Basically, the premise of the game is. You know how a rival is obviously like really into fighting games and Street Fighter and all that kind of stuff. He made a game that I believe it's called like Stick Smasher or something like that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it here.
Yeah, no. Kotaku had something on that too.
On Stick Smasher?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I think last night they had something up on it.
Where the hell? I know. I know Tim like posted it on my Facebook or something. I'm trying to find it. I will find it. I will find it.
No, you won't.
Is it? Is it in Do You Dev? Do You Dev? Where the hell is it? Did he text it to me? Is that what it was? Tim, iPhone case. No.
This is riveting, by the way. This is
I can't find it. I can't find it. I'm going to find it.
So, Kat, how are you?
I'm going to find it.
I'm well. I am sneaking in some work while he's looking for stuff.
What you working on?
I actually am working on a vector to send to a guy. And I'm probably behind the times on it, but I just discovered a website called Fiverr.
I love Fiverr. Fiverr is like the greatest thing ever.
What is Fiverr?
And it is a website where people will post jobs and things they will do for $5.
Oh, nice.
Where is
that? So I found a guy who 3D prints custom cookie cutters relevant to my interests.
Oh, that's actually really cool. I can't find the game.
I am sending a vector to this guy right now.
What are you getting a cookie cutter of?
It is a gift box based off of a company's logo here in Syracuse, and they want to make cookies out of their logo and give them to people as thank you gifts.
Oh, and there it is. Stick Chucker.
Yep.
Stick Chucker. Did you find it? Are you playing it?
I linked you.
All right, hold
That's
on.
From me.
Well, yeah, since it's from you, I figured you had it up and we're playing it. But yeah, the soundtrack is actually, I wonder if like,
I could like barely hear that.
It's all like based on the Genesis.
Can't you like bump the volume up on your phone?
It is all the way up. You can't. What the fuck? Speakers. Why isn't this? This should be so much louder.
Riveting podcast material.
Listen. Why isn't what the fuck, man? Like this is all right.
So yeah, while you're waiting for this, just go check out Fiverr.com.
But anyway, this is the game. So essentially, like you click when KO sign appears, and then he gets out of a seat, and then you smash his fight stick. And depending on what your reaction time is, it gives you a score, and that's it.
Nice.
But it's fun. But the soundtrack's actually like awesome.
Yeah, and it's Genesis style too.
I love the Genesis chipset as far as music is concerned. My favorite video game music is actually done with the Genesis chipset, if it's not Nintendo.
I was never a fan of the Genesis chipset.
I love it. I love it so much.
I think it's too grating.
Grating?
Like on your ears? Like it's just...
Well, there's a lot of top end to it.
Yeah.
Which makes it, you know, cut more and brighter.
And stab your eardrums.
Yeah, I love it.
So, since we just had 40 minutes of dead air with you trying to find a site and then load the site, there's another bit of news.
Okay, hit me with it.
Since we talked about the PS4 a few times and how fucking awesome my PS4 is.
Greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it'll be working when this summer rolls around and The Last of Us Remastered Edition comes out.
Because someone fucked up. Someone fucked up.
Yeah, it's been rumored for a while. I think like someone in Sony Greece or Sony Turkey, something like that, mentioned it in an interview, and then some website leaked a picture of it for a pre-order, and then just recently the American PlayStation Store had a banner up to pre-order it on the PS Store, and Sony finally gave up, and they're like, yeah, it's happening, it's coming out. You caught us. We fucked up too many times leaking it. It's going to have all the content of the main game with the DLC, the Left Behind story. You could pre-order it and get a bunch of extra bonuses, of course.
Of course.
It will be full priced, $60. But I think this game, I'm fully willing to double dip at full price.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a game worth going through again and torturing yourself over.
Well, for me, it'll be getting through it the first time.
You never finished it?
I never finished because the game would give me fucking panic attacks.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Like, I need someone to come to my house and play it for me so I can watch it and not freak the fuck out while I'm playing.
Yeah, it's brutal. It is really brutal.
Like, it's so tense. It's just...
Watch a Uplay or something.
But I don't get trophies if I just watch a Uplay. If someone comes to my house and beats it for me, I get trophies. But hey, PS4, I'll have a new excuse to go through it. Because it is so clear that game was held back by the PS3.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. It still looked really, really good.
Oh, it looks amazing. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see how it looks on the PS4.
Yeah, that should be really impressive, actually.
Like, I'm pissed with how shitty my systems have been, but there's no denying that it is a graphical powerhouse.
It's a powerhouse, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, obviously, like, I would rather have something that runs more consistent, you know?
True. True.
That's why I tend to gravitate towards older games, because, like, they're built like tanks. I never had an issue with my Super Nintendo. I never had an issue with my Genesis, anything like that. But newer systems, obviously, you know, they're prone to breaking.
Yeah. Well, there's more moving parts.
Obviously. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean...
I'm going to chalk it up to just bad luck, because everyone else I talked to is like, yeah, I don't know anyone who's had a problem with the PS4. Which I know plenty of people who have had problems with the PS4. But I think I've just had bad luck with it.
Well, the other thing is, too, is, I mean, you do have to take into consideration that there's a higher ratio of people that ended up purchasing a PlayStation 4 than there was an Xbox One, if you're taking into consideration, like, you know, comparison-wise of which one's more stable.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to make those kind of assumptions when you've got a staggered amount of people that own one over the other. So, because technically on paper, PlayStation 4 has been outselling the Xbox One, so.
I don't think it's a blowout.
It was at first. It absolutely was at first.
I don't know if it was a blowout.
Oh, God, yeah, dude. Like, PlayStation 4, like, that was when I was still working at GameStop. Like, nobody gave a fuck about the Xbox One. Nobody. Like, nobody cared about the Xbox
One. I know Titanfall helped it out a bit.
Titanfall definitely helped. And speaking of Titanfall, the Titanfall bundle, like, I've seen like some decent sales for that, like
$450 for the bundle with like a year of live,
like, which is Jesus insane. Christ. Like, yeah, because that if I were to get an Xbox One, I'd probably do that bundle. just because there's no, I mean, like, there's no other reason to pick up anything else.
Unless yeah, but they that, end up that bundle like a, might not be around when.
It probably won't. I would be perfectly fine with a Forza something else bundle, yeah. which that would be cool. But I don't know. We'll see. Because I do want to play Forza. Like, I think the new Forza, like, looks and plays really, really well.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So, yeah. There's plenty of reasons for me to want an Xbox One over a PlayStation. I don't care about PlayStation 4. I really don't. When it really comes down to it is it's games. And yeah. I like the games that are coming out on Xbox One more.
So. See, I'm fully willing to admit that I'm eagerly awaiting my PS4 coming back so that I could finish Infamous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that I could get balls deep into Final Fantasy 14 again. Because going from the PS3 version of that game to the PS4, holy
fuck. Oh, it's got
to
be like night and day.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I will never touch the PS3 version again.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Not at all.
That's like me like playing Diablo 2 and then going to Diablo 3 and then wanting to go back to Diablo 2. Like,
yeah, but a lot of people have gone back to Diablo 2.
They have. However, for me, there's no reason to. I'm still enjoying the shit out of the new one. So
I think
it still looks better. It runs better, and yeah.
I think a better comparison would be you would be playing The Last of Us and then playing The Last of Us Remastered Edition,
and then going back to
the PS3 Last of Us.
Yeah, probably
because Diablo 2 and Diablo 3 are completely different games.
Not really. Honestly, not really. But
so I think that's all the big news.
So, yeah, I mean, there was actually another bit of news that's it is related to the podcast.
Do tell.
Metroid Metal.
See, I was going to talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay.
So you just fucked
up. Now
you've
ruined everything.
You fucked that up.
I do that sometimes.
You fucked up.
I do that
you
sometimes.
Fucked.
Okay.
Up.
All right. Well, then before we do that, Joe, what have you been playing?
Well, how about we ask our guest what she's been playing?
We've been
kind of ignoring her while talking about news
stuff,
and then she's talking about the news
on all the consoles that I'm completely disinterested in because I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'm waiting for the PS3 to drop again so I can have a Blu-ray player. Whee!
Oh, you should have just got one at Black Friday. I have a Blu-ray player that I got at Walmart for $20. and it does like Netflix and Hulu and YouTube and all that shit. 20 Deutsche.
Yeah, but then I could actually play some of the PS3 games that, you know, vaguely interested me over the years.
True.
Like Little Big Planet.
Yes.
Little Big Planet's fun.
Discovered me. It is. No, like I would like to play The Last of Us, although I did get the gist of it because I did watch a Let's Play with that because I just was like, I want to see what it's all about.
Yep. That's what I ended up doing. I watched someone play through the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to know what happened.
Exactly what I did. I was like, all right, I'm just going to live vicariously through some YouTubers right now.
Yep. And it was like, I think the one that I ended up watching was like, I had to watch it over the course of like 2 days because it was long. It was
it is a long game.
Yeah.
It was a
the one I saw. I think it was like 30 10-minute episodes, you know, for it. And it was just like, geez, is it really that long? Can you just chunk it down for me a little bit?
I think the one that I watched was, it was like 12 or 13 hours. Something around there.
Nice.
But it was fun. It was good.
I heard a phone.
I did too.
Yeah, that's my lovely business phone that I'm ignoring right now because I'm such a good business person.
I'm going to podcast. Fuck off.
Sorry.
So,
I can't answer the cookie phone right now. Serious business is happening.
The cookie phone. Man. So what are you playing? Are you playing anything?
I've actually been playing, I picked up, a friend of mine recommended to me, it's an indie game on, I think it's on all platforms right now, and it's called Contrast. I don't know if you guys heard of that. It was just saying to this weird, under-the-radar release.
I heard of it. But it's been really fun. I know it was a free game on PS4, and it's got really crappy reviews,
and I don't know why, because I'm having a blast playing it, so.
Nice.
We normally don't like to go by reviews of other people, mainly just because, like, there are plenty of games that we really enjoy that people shit all over.
See, so. if I went on reviews of other people, I would never own an Xbox One.
Yeah,
and I would be on my knees blowing my dead PS4.
Well, is that not how it died anyway?
Probably. He got spit all over it.
I think it died due to inactivity.
Yeah, your tongue's not supposed to go in there. HDMI only.
It's an HDMI port, not a penis port.
Yeah.
Fit.
Regardless of if it fits, that's not what it's for.
That is not what it's for.
So, what else are you playing?
Yeah, anyway, somebody recommended Contrast to me, and like the gameplay can get a little clunky, but the concept of it is that you can transform between like a physical being or a shadow. Ah. So you can kind of.
Oh wait, no, I do remember seeing that game. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It looks like an old-timey, like, Parisian circus kind of vibe as far as the style. It's cool.
Yeah, I actually have it because it was one of the free PlayStation Plus games on PS4 when it launched. I just never played it yet.
Well, it's not like you can right
now. Because Rezogun was the other free game.
Yeah, there's no reason not to play Rezogun.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
And then I think I've really talked about most of the stuff that I have been playing, like Octodad, I'm getting a kick out of. Though I will tell you, it's possibly the most frustrating game I've ever played.
Nice.
It looks like it's quap worthy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But it keeps you entertained enough that it, like, the entertainment value outweighs the frustration.
Speaking of entertainment value. Outweighing frustration. Have you played Goat Simulator yet?
No, but I want to. God damn it, I want to play it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm all over Steam. Like, though I do agree with some things that have been said on the internet lately that Steam really needs to hire a quality control department.
That's what Greenlight's for. They let the people decide. They're a company of the people.
Like used to be for. Then it just kind of went downhill because it was just like, oh, well, these people, you know, crowdfunded this game and they've got all this money. I guess we'll greenlight them. And then it comes out and it's so bad.
So like bad that
Goat
it's good.
Simulator?
Like Goat Simulator is awesome because, again, it's funny.
It is amazing.
I mean, from a standpoint, I crash out of Goat Simulator probably every 5 minutes.
Wow.
Like, that game needs help. But it's still fun to play. And it was worth, I think I got a deal on it where it was only like $5. So.
Wow.
That's $5 well spent.
I think mine was $10 well spent. Fuck it.
But. There are a couple Project Greenlights that I'm anxiously awaiting. I've been playing a lot of horror games on PC lately because sleep is highly, highly overrated.
I just got through
Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
Oh my, fuck that. That is nope the game. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. God, fuck that. No way.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like you play games like that, and it's kind of like having Tourette's. Like, if anybody else is in your house while you're playing that, they're going to think you're nuts. Because they're just going to hear random, like, jump scares, screaming, cursing, and crying all in the same 30 seconds.
Shit, fuck, shit, shit, fuck, god, fuck, shit, fuck, fuck.
And then you have to do the gentle weeping at the end of like, and then you hit restart and you do it all over again.
Oh my god,
that was fun.
fuck that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Let's do it again. I need more gentle weeping in my life.
Yeah. If you ever tried to get me to do a dummy run of anything like that, I would instantly quit.
No.
No.
God, what was the
F4. Control F4.
What the fuck was
the other one that Knoll played? I played Outlast recently.
That's the one.
That
was nuts. And as somebody who grew up in Colorado, they sold me in like 30 seconds into the intro when they mispronounced all the city names and the Native American names. Because it was just like, yes, like they have the radio on or something. And it's like down in Pueblo at the Arapaho. And I'm like, oh, God, this is so offensive.
That's like if someone was doing something set in Wilkes-Barre and they're like, they're going to Throop. And then they're going to go to Scranton and Nanticoke.
And Nescopic.
Yeah, it was really brutal at the beginning.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that game gave me serious palpitations. It was brilliantly developed, though.
Yeah, screw horror games. No way.
Yeah, when Kunal visited a while back, he was looking through the games I had, and he's like, oh, how's that last? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't played it. It was free on PlayStation, so I grabbed it. It's like, oh, well, how about we play it? I'm like, you play it because I'm a chicken shit and I'm terrible at horror games. So he played it and I'm just sitting there like I'm freaking out watching him play it. Like every time he'd open a new door.
You're like, no.
And like I'm backseat gaming like a motherfucker.
Don't go in there. No, don't go in there. Like,
turn left. Why is your camera out of batteries? Oh my God, put the IR on.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. He blazed through those fucking batteries, too. He had that thing on all the time.
Oh man. No, see, like, I'm one of those. I learned from playing Fatal Frame way back in the day. It was like, you hoard shit. The whole point of horror games is to be a hoarder. You ought to collect every piece of paper, any shiny object, and never use it unless you absolutely have to.
See, it's not survival horror. It's survival hoarder.
Yes.
It is. And I think it's a good message to, you know, all the people who are like excited about zombies and things. Is it's like, just remember, if you can't walk around with 50 pounds of shit in a backpack, you're going to die.
Essentially.
But man, when Kunal was playing, the one guy was chasing him and he hid in a locker.
Oh,
and we thought that he was safe in the locker, so he's like peering out and everything looked okay, and then he opened the locker and the guy was still in the room and he just came right the fuck after. Oh my God. No. Just talking about it.
No, nope. Nope.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh man.
Nope.
Oh yeah. No, I had a couple moments in that game where I survived just because I was spazzing out so bad and like 360ing the mouse that they couldn't actually stab me because I was glitching on like elevation texture. And that's, I'm just fantastic. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, look, I'm badass. I'm spinning in a circle and he can't kill me. And then I'd move a little bit and die.
Dead.
Yep, dead. I glitched on a stairwell. Hooray. Oh, no, I fell down the stairs. Oh, I'm dead.
So how about you, Joe? What have you been playing?
I have been playing, let's see, I have been messing around with a Vita game called Destiny of Spirits.
What's that?
It's kind of RPG-ish. You collect spirits either by traveling and hunting where you go, which is why I brought my Vita and connected online so I could find new spirits up here.
Weird.
And there's five different elements, and then you have to fight different... you have to pretty much conquer the world. Like, the whole world map is based on the globe, and it starts you in one section, and each area has... The hell was that? The monster.
That was somebody driving by my window. Sorry.
It was a monster. We're back in Outlast. Oh, fuck.
Nope.
But
right, he's coming for you, Joe Cab. He's coming.
But it's a free to play game, so like you very routinely have to like
You log into it every once in a while and just check your progress. Yeah.
It's fun. I'm having fun with it. There you can spend microtransactions,
of course,
so that you can buy these stones in the game that you could use to either refill your raid points or heal your characters to full health without having to wait for them to heal over time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use them to summon monsters, which normally in the game you'll collect summon stones from battles and logging in and everything else. But if you pay 30 of these special stones, which pretty much you have to buy or you barely see them, you can get the really rare summons in the game, and they even have stuff for Knack and Gravity Rush characters, which is really cool. As cool as those characters are, it's really hard to level them up because depending on if they're common, uncommon, rare, or super rare, their max level is either, I think it's 10, 15, 20, and 25. Once you hit that max level, the only way to break that is to either get a Joker spirit, which you might get after doing one of the raid bosses, but they're not very common,
mm-hmm.
or you have to merge it. You can merge your spirits with other spirits to make them stronger. So it's pretty much one monster feeding off of other ones.
Uh-huh.
You have to merge it with the same exact monster.
Ugh.
So like I have an Ice Knack. The only way I can level him up past that 25 was to either get a Joker spirit or get another Ice Knack. And you can only get the Knacks, like the Knack stuff with those stones that you pretty much have to pay for. I've been lucky as hell, and I got two Joker water spirits, so instead of being a max level of 20, he's up to 40 now.
Well, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
It's a fun game. Having fun with that. Before I shipped out the PS4, I was doing the Final Fantasy 14 beta. Having a lot of fun with that, and I'm already going through withdrawals.
I got the shakes, man. I got
the shivers. I needs it. yesterday, because of Target's buy two, get one free special I picked up Lego the Hobbit. Not Lego Lord of the Rings, but Lego the Hobbit for the Xbox One and Kinect Sports Rivals. And then for my free game, I figured, what the fuck, and I picked up Battlefield for the X-Bone.
Nice.
So
I'm very interested to see how that plays on an Xbox One, because I have Battlefield on my computer. I don't play it much. I might start playing it again once I start getting burnt out on Diablo, if I ever get burnt out on Diablo. Because I have been really wanting to shoot some shit. So I might start playing Counter-Strike again. I actually got in contact with some of the people that I used to play competitively with when mm-hmm. I was younger. We had a clan that we played on VAC secured servers and the Cal leagues and stuff like that. But I don't know. I might do that again, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, my shooting games lately have been Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Yeah, I know you're like all about that.
Ashley
game.
And I have been playing it like crazy. It is so fun.
Hey, you know what? And that's what's important. If you're having fun with a game, then play the shit out of it.
It is a blasty blast.
That's why I still play Diablo. And it's up on my computer as we speak. I disconnected because I went idle, but whatever. Yeah, they just had they implemented another patch today, made some minor changes to some skills for certain classes and stuff like that, you know, changed drop rates and crafting mat drop rates and all that kind of shit, like a bunch of stuff, but.
I'm going to play Killer Instinct later.
I'm going to be working.
With Fulgore.
I'll be at work.
Fulgore.
I'll be working my life away.
Fulgore.
Pooped pants.
See, now you have to visit.
Well, hey, nothing works your life away like running your own business.
Sounds like it.
So
Yeah, but you get cookies out of it.
I was going to say, be very happy that you can punch in and punch out and like go home and be home. I don't get to do that anymore, ever. And I'm fine with that because I'm very happy in what I'm doing. But there are some days where it's just like, I just don't want to be available right now. Can I just throw all my phones outside and hide a little bit?
I have an idea for a future show. The SML Cookie Review.
I'm doing cookie reviews?
Yes.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't be able to have them.
Yeah, but I could, so fuck you.
Joe reviews
cookies. Yeah, I heard the dreaded V word. Oh, man. In baking, I'm sorry, but vegans are the bane of my existence. Seriously.
Jordan just made cookies last week, and they were phenomenal. She used Biscoff spread, which is like the greatest thing ever. Do you know what Biscoff spread is?
No.
Think of the consistency of like a peanut butter.
Okay.
But it's made from Biscoff cookies.
Oh.
Jordan is getting it right now.
it's cookie pate. This is pretty much what it is.
Oh God.
Spoon into Biscoff.
How much should I have?
That's good. Get ready for amazing.
That's really fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Fucking awesome.
There are vegan products that are out there that are good. And there are vegan baking recipes that are good. And I've used some of them. But in general, it's one of those for what I do. It's like, I need butter. Like, I'm like Paula Deen up here. You know, I'm like, give me a pound of butter and I'll make stuff happen.
Well, we normally use magic. Earth Balance stuff.
I thought you were going to say Earthbound.
We use Earthbound butter, margarine-y kind of stuff, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, Jordan has made stuff that has fooled plenty of people. It's just one of those things where it's just like you can have really good vegan food, or you could have really, really bad vegan food, like.
Yeah, there's no happy middle ground. Like, you can have like dairy baked products that are like, you know what, this is okay. It's not my favorite, but it's okay. But yeah, vegan and gluten-free baking, it is like, it's either awesome or it is the worst thing you've ever put in your mouth.
The food of Satan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. There's no happy middle ground in either of those parameters, but I do have vegan friendly products. I make granolas, all my pies except for pumpkin pie are vegan friendly.
Oh, there you go. Do you want to send some samples to Chris? He'll review it on the show.
Some pies.
Right. We should do it the week after Taste of Syracuse.
Sounds good.
You guys sound some stuff.
I'm okay with that. I'm not going to turn down food. I guess.
Then Chris could review it on the show. You could come back on.
You guys are close enough that I could actually ship like a pie frozen to you and it would get there in enough time that I don't have to worry about packing it in, you know, styrofoam and ice packs and all that stuff.
Just road trip up to her.
Proximity is a bonus for that one.
Heck yeah. I'll do a pie review and you could do cookie cast.
Cookies.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
The baked review show.
Yeah. So I'm not going to
wrestling and cookies. We're no longer a video game podcast. Wrestling and cookies.
Yeah. Wrestling and cookies. Because see, the first thing is that I make gaming related cookies. Like, I just did an order for a shop up here that sells video games and like retro consoles and things like that, and they were all Minecraft themed cookies. So I got to make a bunch of creepers and various other 8-bit style cookies.
And now we have to road trip up there just so I could check out that store
that sells Minecraft cookies.
You should check out. I'm going to send you a link for the YouTube advertisement for this store because it is possibly the best advert I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. My body is ready.
They have Super Nintendo on a stick, and they're hitting the guy who's announcing in the back of the head with it while he's like, we sell 90s games.
Yeah, we're going to link that video in the description.
You do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully I remember.
Right.
If not, I'll put a Super Nintendo on a stick and hit you with it.
So anything else? Yeah, you can do
that. I've been playing Diablo. What else is new?
Yeah. Like, oh shit.
I've been playing Diablo. I played a couple seconds of Cold Stone Creamery when we had people over, and I was showing them the Wii and everything like that.
So you picked that game to show off?
Yep.
What the fuck?
I was like, look at all the games that I have. I even have Cold Stone Creamery.
Why do you have Cold Stone Creamery? It's cool. Let's play it.
And launched it. No, Endless Ocean was much worse.
I like that game.
I did not care for it.
No, it's not really a game. It's just an exploration. It's a relaxation thing.
It's an endless ocean.
Yeah, it's an exploration. Just kind of kick back and relax. The second one had online, so you could play with a friend.
Oh? I'm sorry, what do you do? Just swim together?
Yeah. You just chill, baby, chill.
Okay.
That doesn't sound homoerotic at all.
Apparently not.
We've gotten a lot more homoerotic on this show. Remember Abraham Lincoln, sure. Fuck Lord of the Moon?
I do. I do remember that.
We have had some fucked up shows.
Yes, we have. So Metroid Metal.
Yes, Metroid Metal pulled a Beyonce and just surprise released an album yesterday. It's called Other Album.
Great name.
8 songs, like 40 minutes of music, covering a bunch of the songs that they perform live but never put on a CD. So it's awesome. Get it from their Bandcamp page. I think it's metroidmetal.bandcamp.com. $6 to get the digital version, or they're doing a limited digipack for $8. And you're just nodding your head like a dork.
Yep. Yes, I am.
So we're going to play a couple of their tracks at the end here.
Any emails?
I don't know. Let me fire up the phone.
I'm going to say probably not, but it doesn't hurt to check.
Opening email. Da, 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 da.
Nothing.
Your PayPal account is limited. I don't have a fucking PayPal account.
You do, clearly, and it's limited.
The SML podcast does not have a PayPal account.
We should probably get on that.
So
send me.
You may have noticed
money.
That some limitations have been placed on your PayPal account. As a valued PayPal customer, we want to let you know what this means and how to resolve the situation.
Give us all your banking info.
Money.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Right now. Routing number. Go.
My routing number is 111-111-000001.
That's way too many numbers.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't even know how many numbers are in a routing number.
My number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This episode.
Yeah.
Well, I did flip you over the link for the, it's Voltage Video Games is the name of the store.
Nice.
Is it that one? Okay. All right, we have the video.
Cool.
We'll watch it as soon as I hit stop.
So.
Oh, yeah, you'll get a kick out of it.
So, any last words for our listener?
Christy?
Keep it real and buy more cookies.
That was your spot to like plug your website.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, again, with that terrible business person, as I've sat here and ignored phone calls. You have to remind me how to business sometimes. Yes, my website is wheresthecake.com. It is not a Portal 2 fan site. I'm so sorry. It just has delicious cookies and pies on it. But if you want to think it's a Portal 2 fan site and come on over and Google my delicious pies and cookies, please do.
Is there cake?
There is no cake.
Well, where's the cake?
I do everything but cake. Exactly. Why?
Yeah.
Yep. I had a snarky lady at the farmer's market who was like, where's the cake? Every week for 6 months. So that's what my website is. Where's the cake?
That's awesome.
Looks like you'll have to make a Biscoff something. Because I think
a Biscoff something.
Yes.
That Joe, stuff is pretty good.
Yeah. Joe has now tasted the Biscoff.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really dirty. Eat the Biscoff.
The Biscoff.
Put it in your mouth.
It puts the Biscoff in its mouth or else it gets the hose again.
Put the Biscoff on the cookies. Put the Biscoff on the cookies.
Right? If you made a cookie sandwich with Biscoff, is that kind of like cannibalism?
Yes.
That gives me an idea for later.
Maybe.
There's my question for your audience. If you make a Biscoff cookie sandwich, is it in fact cannibalism?
Zach and Randall, answer that question.
All right, and my question for people to write in at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. If you rape a hooker, is it considered stealing?